Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure, touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.
It is the 17th of May. It's Monday. Good evening. Welcome to another edition of The Blue Table with Mervyn Hanley. Tonight, I have the new candidate for St. George, representing the Nevis Reformation Party, Mr. Rohan Ayers. In case you missed the presentation, the speech, the maiden speech of Mr. Rohan Ayers at his candidacy launch, we'll have it right here at the Blue Table in just a few minutes. I will have a few words with Rohan, but before that, we'll take a commercial break. Let's hear from the Development Bank of St. Kitts and Nevis and Anchor Podcast. You're at the Blue Table with Mervyn Hanley.
Everyone struggles at times. Even we too have our own struggles. Do you have a loan at the Development Bank of St. Kitts and Nevis and have fallen behind on your payments because of financial difficulties? Have your financial situation changed? If your answer is yes, visit the Development Bank of St. Kitts and Nevis or call 465-2288 extension 1101 or 469-5416 to make an appointment to discuss our debt evaluation and restructuring plan with one of our qualified officers. We are committed to working with you to make a sustained positive difference in your life.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure, touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.
And again, welcome to the Blue Table with Mervyn Hanley. We know that on Saturday night, Rohan Ayers, a co-host here at the Blue Table, he would have launched his candidacy for the Nevis Reformation Party, St. George. I believe that is Nevis 3, if I'm not mistaken. We will get into that with Rohan Ayers. I'll find out how he's feeling, what's up with him next. And then we will get right to his presentation, his featured speech. Rohan Ayers, on Saturday night, some folks thought you were Martin Luther King. Others thought you were Barack Obama. But I had to remind them that you are Rohan Ayers. Rohan Michael Ayers, good evening.
Good evening, Mervyn. Good evening to our faithful listeners and to those who are joining us for the first time. It was just me. That has been me for as long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. And it was a really good feeling to officially be a candidate, a political candidate, the beautiful island of Nevis. Purpose and intent remains to be a servant of the people and to bring forth a kind of service that allows our citizens and residents to maximize their potential and to have sustained positive impacts on their lives. Not just for themselves, but for their children and their children, and then their children, for as long as we can possibly imagine. Our people are deserving of a better life.
Rohan, it has always been a dream of yours to serve the people of Nevis, not just to run as an ambition, but a dream to serve in this capacity. Well, as far as you're heading into that direction, to serve the people of Nevis. When you took that podium on Saturday night, what was going through your mind? What was that feeling like?
Yeah, I think all the emotions was before hitting that seat. Mm-hmm. that has always been my experience, because once I stand before an audience, or as my friends would say, once I get a mic in my hand, it's a different energy, it's a different atmosphere for me. And so all of the emotions played out prior to even arriving at my launch. Mm-hmm. There were emotions of happiness. At some point in time, I had you know, a little fear here and there. Would I be able to deliver? I mean, it was a big stage, and it was a moment to capture a constituency's imagination and to provide a new hope and to say to them that better is available and better can come. And once I began to speak, the essence of who I am and what I want to do just came to the fore, and I was able to deliver a speech that I thought was good enough on the night to sell to the people of St. George's and to the people of Nevis and to whomever was listening that there is an opportunity to change and to change for the better. That is really the message that we are trying to bring forward to Nevisions, that better is available and better can come and better will come once the voting populace is willing to hear our message and to grant a chance onto the NRP in the next local election.
And your family, how are they? They were beaming. They were just having a good time on Saturday night.
Yeah, they were. Most people saw it. Well, if you were lucky enough, you would have seen my son. He had the most fun of all of us. That is them filled with energy. But they were, they enjoyed themselves. You know, it was for me an absolute pride and joy, and a moment filled with so much love and the energy and happiness to descend from the stage at the hard times playing field with my family. People who know me would know that family is everything to me. They're first and foremost, and so to have them with me at the beginning of this journey was symbolic for me. I had a moment of reflection in memory of my father, who, you know, constantly visits me in many different ways and form, and so that too was a good moment for me. But I continue to treasure the support of my wife, my kids, of course, my older daughter, the eldest of the set. She was the one who introduced me, lending me to St. George's, as they say, except on Sundays. And, you know, powerful reminder, Martin Luther King, who reminded us that if we can't fly, we can walk, and if we can't walk, we must crawl. But by all means, we should continue to move, and that is going to be the impetus I'm going to take with me through the next campaign, that no matter the challenges, I'm going to move, I'm going to continue to move, and I'm going to continue to move in the direction that brings about a positive change, a meaningful change, a sustained change for the people of St. George's, and by extension, people who I may have come into contact with.
Move in words there, Rohan. Tell you what we're going to do right now. For those who missed it, or for those who would like to hear it again, or for a third time, or for a fifth time, here is Rohan Isles on the night, Saturday night, in hard times, St. George's Parish, Nevis. We present to you Rohan Isles.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Madam Chair, with your permission, allow me to adopt the protocol that you would have established, and to say a special good night to my mom, who is listening via our Facebook feed. For almost 40 years of my life, your support has been as constant as sunlight in the day and moonlight at night. Forever indebted for your love and care. To the super team behind me, thank you very much for your support tonight. And to Tejani, Rone, Ajade, and Jeron, your parents are forever proud of you, for your existence gives us purpose and the meaning. Gingerland, oh my Gingerland. It is a distinct pleasure to be in your company tonight. And I want to tell you, you should be and will be seeing much more of me and much more of the NRP. For it is our commitment to you that brings me here at this time. I am in a place where many regard as the heartland of Navajan culture. It is from these beautiful hills the best five men of all time came, leading the biggest big drum of all, David Freeman, and the Joy Bells. Masquerade extraordinaire, Black came from here. Culturama Queens came from here. Joycelyn Leibert, whose name is lent to the Gingerland Primary School, is from here. And so the history of Gingerland is as rich and as diverse as the many people who continue to call here home. Good people, proud people, hard-working, God-fearing people, living in tight-knit communities from Pond Hill in the west to Zion in the east, from the green hills of Rollins to the wind-swept shores of Indian Castle. Political difference aside, permit me with respect to pay homage to the longest serving former Premier Vance Amory, who for 20 years held the reins of power in this country. Great respect must be paid also to Ewell Swanston of the NRP, who delivered like no other politician for the people of Gingerland. To the pioneers of the Nevis Reformation Party before me, Miguel Mills, Nurse Patsy Hanley, Corey Tyson, and Bjorn Hanley, I say thank you. Thank you for keeping the faith. Thank you for your inspiration. Thank you for your leadership and commitment to the service of the people of Gingerland. Public service remains a signal honor and a time-honored tradition among Navajans. My personal record as a public servant spans most of my adult and professional life. And it was through this avenue of service to others, listening, following, guiding, that has prepared me to be at this particular point in my life. I am a firm believer that in order to lead effectively, you must first be a humble follower. I have followed. And it is now my turn to lead. Yes. I am ready to lead. Yes. Many have asked, why Gingerland? Why not someplace easier? My simple answer is, why not Gingerland?
That's right.
When President Kennedy was asked why he wanted to send a man to the moon, he said, because it was hard. Gingerland is hard. But it is hard for all the wrong reasons. For if Gingerland had been looked after all these years and had the people been properly represented both locally and federally, I may not have been here. I am here to say to the people of Gingerland, Moses wasn't from Egypt, but he led his people from bondage to the land of Israel.
Oh, yeah.
Martin Luther King was not from Mississippi, nor was he from Alabama, but that did not stop him from leading the struggle for civil rights for all Black people in America. I come home and tell you that Sir Simeon Daniel, the Right Excellent, was not from Gingerland. He was from Barnesgut, like I am. But he fought like a true Gingerlander to secure better life for the people of Gingerland. I want to promise you tonight that I'm ready to fight and fight hard for you the good people of Jindu. You know, it burdens my soul and it torments my mind when I hear not Nakip a Gingerland. No modern housing development. No opportunities for advancement and development of youth in agriculture with a focus on added value and export. No road development. No interest in recreational activities. This area once hosted the biggest sporting activity on Nevis, the sport of kings, horse racing. That track was the absolute pride and joy of Gingerlanders. I am sure many of us have fond memories like I do, traversing near and far to attend the races, to feel the electrifying atmosphere, and hear the iconic phrase, "What a rush!" Today, the only rush is to dump waste and for the custodians of our environment to do nothing about it. And so, while the rest of Nevis moves ahead by whatever measure of comparison you choose, it is felt that Gingerland should just be content and happy for having an elected member in government. To that, with every breath in my body, nothing tall going so. I am from you because my grandmother is from you. Ruth Buddy was from you. And like her, I don't stand for foolishness, laziness, and a non-performance. Like her, my vision is clear. My energy is high. My commitment to empower is genuine. And so to you, my fellow Nevisions, supporters of the Nevis Reformation Party, friends and well-wishers, all who believe in a strong Gingerland and a better Gingerland, my name is Rohan Michael Isles. How can I help? I am here to help.
One thing I know, there's a sure life in my heart. No matter what, my tomorrow must be greater than today. Send me my tomorrow.
Hallelujah. You know, when I sat in the solace of silence, giving ear to opportunities of a new hope, a new way forward for the forgotten people of Gingerland, I pondered on how best to address you. Should I share with you our collective struggles and frustrations, being ignored constituents in St. Thomas's and in St. George's? Must I point out to you, the youth of St. George's, that you are not alone in the battle to be heard? For just like you, the young people of St. Thomas's are treated like beggars in their own land. Should I tell you that I am painfully aware of your daily battles to survive, living paycheck to paycheck, or with no paycheck? While you pray for a job or for your severance to trickle into a depleted bank account? Should I tell you that the line for development in St. George's was either erased or took a U-turn at Pond Hill? Should I tell you that I empathize about the scarcity of affordable housing for you and your children, while ministers occupy mansions and then boldly have the heart to ask you what you need house for? Many of you rallied in motorcades on December 19th of 2017, hoping that this time things would be different. That this time the promises of jobs, business opportunities, developments of every type, access to scholarships, or even just to get a fair chance at life was waiting for you. And so you believed. And you would have voted only to be told once again, my hands are tied. I can't help you. Gingerland, I'm here to tell you, just as surely as the dawn is caught by the sun, there must be a reckoning. That there must be a new sunrise where a man's word to the people must mean something. And not just empty platitudes to win votes. My word is my honor and my bond to you. And so my word to you tonight, St. George's, is that there is no mountain too high. There is no river too wide. There is no ocean too deep that will keep me from doing what is right for you and by you. You see, I am unlike any other. And so comparisons are worthless. What I can tell you is that these men who parade and act as your representatives have lost touch. They have lost touch with the struggles of the poor and the working class. And now believe that it is you who work for them rather than them working for you. It is time for a change. And a change must begin with you working with me. Yes. Yes. Hello, St. George's. My name is Rohan Isles. How can I help? Please give me the honor to serve you.
We're ready for the road.
You know, we all may live in the power of hope. But we have heard before, hope without action will get us nowhere. And for 20 wintry years, Gingerlanders, none has surpassed your unfailing hope. Unfortunately, that hope is as much as you got. Year after year, you have cast your net on that side, hoping for something big to come your way. Unfortunately for the majority of you, that ship is still at sea. Tonight I am asking you to take a journey with me and cast your net on this side. Yes, yes, yes. Let us bring that ship ashore. Let us bring that ship of prosperity and opportunity ashore. And I will show you what I and the NRP can do for you. We have done it before. We'll do it again, but we'll do it bigger and better this time. Let us be clear that even before this COVID-19 pandemic, the NRP had a clear vision for diversifying the economy. Green energy, energy storage, manufacturing, and of course investing in homegrown cannabis industry. Gingerland, the key presented to me, symbolic of a golden opportunity that stands before you to return those things that can create sustained positive impacts to your life. The golden key is a powerful reminder that you have the opportunity to unlock a better tomorrow, a brighter future, and a more prosperous life. Tonight, I assure you, that you will have a big seat. I want you to take a look at me. I'm a big man. And so you will have a big seat at the table when critical decisions are being made for the advancement of Nevis, Gingerland. You will not be left behind. That is a promise I make to you tonight. It is indeed remarkable that in each of these sectors, The Nevis Reformation Party had a blueprint. This government has failed us, and in so doing, has pushed so many of us into poverty and dependency more than any time I can remember. COVID-19, though heavily blamed by the government for every failure under the sun, is not the cause of our challenges.
Yes.
It has simply revealed the systematic and total failure of this government's ability to effectively and efficiently lead this country. Gingerland, an injustice anywhere, is an injustice everywhere. And you have suffered a monumental injustice for years. You have given your support and have rightfully looked to your elected officials for guidance and leadership. Yet nothing. To you I offer a promise. Gingerland will never be left out of the development conversation under the NRP. And with me as your representative, Gingerland, your equal opportunity will come under the NRP.
Yes. Yes.
I ask you to extend your faith, redirect your hope, your time is now. Your time is now. Your change agent is here. My listening ears are here. My attitude of transformation and empowerment is here. It is time to embrace your change. You know, friends, even at this moment, I am reminded of a truth that cannot and should not be ignored. A truth that speaks to the struggles of our people. So many of our people are living survival lives, barely living comfortable. And these are gainfully employed middle-income individuals. Too many live hoping lives. The hope to have enough to make it to the next payday. Too many are living help me lives. Help me or we may not survive. I am mindful of the deafening cries of single mothers who face difficult decisions in maintaining their homes. I know of the frustrations of young fathers who simply want to do right by their children. Friends, embrace the change you have been yearning for. Join the movement and ring in a Jericho kind of power to break down these walls of divisiveness and fear, disappointment and despondency, uselessness and underrepresentation. Rally and vote with me. Together let us watch change roll from the foothills of Rollins to the windy plains of hard times, from the sun-kissed land of Indian Castle to the sweeping landscape of Hanley's Road. Let change reign in Clagor and Rices, among the Fothergills and in the depths of Zion, to Matchman's Roads and along River Path, to every valley and to every family. Let there be an unyielding desire to change. With this new change, Gingerland, you can lead the way in the creation of a local cannabis industry. You can lead the way in modern housing development that doesn't seek to make millions, but rather designed to meet the standard of living of low-income and struggling families. Gingerland, you can lead the way in the successful business operations. I am confident that you can lead the way in the transformation of agriculture that so badly needs the injection of youth and the creativity. Proud Gingerlanders, you are positioned to lead the way. You are positioned to lead the way in the build-out of a new economic prosperity. Not just for yourself, but for your children and your children's children. I come to you in humility. Not as a perfect human, nor as a perfect candidate, but as the perfect opportunity for us to restore our peace, reclaim our progress, and reignite our prosperity. St. George's, my name is Rohan Michael Isles. I have come to help. I will help. Hey, God bless you. Hey. I love you. Good night.
Wow. Rohan, that is something. That is something. My brother, I that is something. What a speech.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you for being here at the Blue Table. We will continue to be at the Blue Table and where possible, well, keep it objective. You have put me in a tough spot here, Ro. My brother, my friend, my co-host of the Blue Table, and now you're a candidate in the upcoming election on Nevis. So interesting times are ahead. But Rohan Isles, thank you so much for joining me tonight at the Blue Table.
Well, thank you for having me. I mean, we'll continue to be objective when objectivity requires it. But you'd have to forgive me sometimes if I sound political in certain respects. But I close where I began. My name is Rohan Michael Isles, St. George's. Again, how can I help? Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Rohan Isles of Nevis, now a candidate for the Nevis Reformation Party in the upcoming local election, which is constitutionally due March of 2023. However, there are signs and there are signals and there are warnings that it may be sooner than that. Do join me again tomorrow evening for a similar presentation. I am Mervyn Hanley, saying good night.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice to your tragedy. Television, online, and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.